T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're learning of another security lapse at Facebook. It says millions of passwords were visible to employees internally. The company says the issue has been fixed. On our newsline, CBS News technology consultant Larry Magid, the reporting, Larry, that led to this disclosure made it sound like the passwords were pretty easy to not only find, but to search through.
Well, they were for employees. So what Facebook has said on a blog post is that it affected hundreds of millions of users of their Facebook Lite feature service, which is mostly used in the developing world, and tens of millions of other Facebook users, as well as tens of thousands of Instagram users. So a lot of people, probably in the United States, were affected. But it was an internal database. Now, that's still a big security risk because it means two things. One is that an employee could have accessed it. And two, if a hacker got into an internal database, which is, of course, possible, and the passwords are not hashed or encrypted, then that hacker would have access to them. So it is a serious security risk. They say they don't know of any breaches, so that's good if that's true. But nevertheless, it's another black eye for Facebook.
Just recently, we heard Mark Zuckerberg say he wants to focus on privacy-focused messaging. Mm-hmm. These serious privacy lapses, though, don't really help out.
No, they don't. Of course, this is a security lapse, but you can't have privacy without security. And so, yes, anything, whether it's a deliberate policy or an accidental breach, or in this case, an accidental failure to encrypt passwords, does ultimately affect people's privacy. So one more example where Facebook could do better. They say they will do better. Hopefully, they'll at least fix this flaw. But I wouldn't be surprised if we hear of more flaws in the future.
We've heard some frustration, at least I have, about the slow go on Capitol Hill to try and enact some reforms. Does this add to the long list of reforms that we'll see?
Well, I think that there are already rules in place about security and disclosure, but they could be tighter. This certainly does add to them. And some of those reforms make a great deal of sense. Others are politically motivated, such as alleged discrimination against conservatives. But I think there are many things that Congress can agree on in terms of transparency, enabling people to have better understanding of what's going on in political advertising, and, of course, better privacy and security.
That's CBS News technology consultant Larry Magid. Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.